Welcome to Shomar Shomar and Daf Shir, sponsor Loi Nishmas Arim Yakushon Levas Yitzchok. We're holding in Ksuvis Daf Kuvov. The Gemara, starting in the previous Omud, brings a story with Rav Anon that sends somebody in front of Rav Nachman, causing Rav Nachman to think that he was a koroif to Rav Anon. And therefore, Rav Nachman stopped doing the din of the Yosemim and did the din of the koroif of Rav Anon because the osa the kfoid toyro adif. And the Gemara brings that because of that, the other Baal Din, he saw how much Chashivus was getting the Baal Din Rav Anon sent, so he nistata tanoi, so he wasn't able to claim to do the taina and basting. So the Gemara brings over there that Rav Anon have a regular Leo dos legabe. Leo and Novi used to come to him and used to teach him the Seder Leo. But then, once he did this, so Leo stopped coming, and when he came back, he scared Rav Anon. And Rav Anon had to build a box and learn from Eliyahu Novi going forward. The Gemara says this is the difference between the two Sidri Eliyos that we have. Sidri Eliyahu Rabo is Rav Anon learned before going into the box. Sidri Eliyahu Zuto is Rav Anon learned after going into the box. So many of the first understand that Sidri Eliyahu Rabo and Sidri Eliyahu Zuto is referring to Tana Deve Eliyahu, the midrash that we have called Tana Deve Eliyahu. You have Tana Deve Eliyahu Rabo and Tana Deve Eliyahu Zuto. The Tana Deve Eliyahu Rabo is where Rav Anon learned outside the box, and Tana Deve Eliyahu Zuto is where Rav Anon learned inside the box. Now, when you look at Tana Deve Eliyahu, this looks like a simple, very straightforward midrash. But the Ben Yoyada says that Eliyahu Novi taught Rav Anon, and where Rav Anon had to be in the box to cover himself, which Lechura is comparable to what Moshe Rabbeinu needed to hide himself. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed him, I mean, when there's too much oil, you need to hide. So that's not referring to just the simple understanding of Tana Deve Eliyahu. Talk about the Seiders Gedolim, which are hidden in the Tana Deve Eliyahu. In Sefer Be'er Sheva, on Sanhedrin of Tzadik Beis, he brings that when it says Tana Deve Eliyahu, it's not referring to Eliyahu Novi, but it's referring to a Tana that the Rambam mentions in HaGedoma to Zroim Perek Zayin. It's called Eliyahu. And also says the Be'er Sheva that we find Tana Deve Eliyahu quotes later Tanoim. It says in Psochim Tana Deve Eliyahu Rav Noson Oimer Kol Yishuv Techas Koicha Vechon, meaning that Tana Deve Eliyahu is quoting a Tano that shows he was one of the Tanoim. It's not a Eliyahu Novi. So the Chida and Sheva Gedolim and Marachet Sfar and Samech asks on the Be'er Sheva, we see from our Gemara that this is Eliyahu Novi that gave this Medrash. So he's asking this question to Be'er Sheva. You have to say the Be'er Sheva understands that Tana Deve Eliyahu that we have as a medrash and Seide Eliyahu Rabo and Seide Eliyahu Zuto mentioned in our Gemara is not the same thing. There's Seide Eliyahu and there's Tana Deve Eliyahu. And Mimele, the Tana Deve Eliyahu is a Tano, Seide Eliyahu is Eliyahu Novi. But as mentioned, the Chiddush says it and many of the Rishonim already say that Tana Deve Eliyahu and Seide Eliyahu mentioned in our Gemara is the same thing. And they both written in Eliyahu Novi Zocher HaTov. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomarshava@gmail.com.